Therefore, if you want to reach a level of sattvic consciousness, and you don't want to come down from sattvic consciousness, if this is the need of your being, then that path is shown by Sri Rama. He has established it. And therefore, whenever you turn to Sri Rama, this is the one gift you will get. You will get sattva consciousness established in you. If you want to be an ideal father, an ideal son, ideal husband, ideal thing, full of sattvic consciousness, then Sri Rama has already accomplished on this earth. But to go beyond sattva, there was a need of another avatar. And Sri Krishna represents that. That is why we make in India the distinction between Maryada Purushottama and Purna Purushottama. Sri Rama is Maryada, is a limitation of human nature, the highest limitation. You go to the maximum of human nature. But if you want to go beyond it, because that also is the intention of the divine in the ascending movement. So the earth, when it came to a point when there was a need of action which cannot sustain this loka sangraha unless you go beyond mental consciousness. If such is a situation where the world could be upheld only by the manifestations of a consciousness that transcends human limitations, goes beyond sattva. That is why in Sri Krishna we find divine nature. Parshuram also was an avatar, but his nature was rajasic. Sri Rama also was an avatar, but his nature was sattvic. And below that was tamasic and even animal nature, even they were also avatars. But each avatar was maximum at that point of evolution, in which period that particular avatar manifested. But when you want to go farther, as it was necessary, Mahabharata, if you read Mahabharata from this point of view, the war had come to such a climax that it could not be fought successfully without the presence and guidance of a consciousness that was not limited to sattvic nature. Yudhishthira represented, you might say, great qualities of Sri Rama already. You might say he was already leader. But merely by those qualities of Yudhishthira, that war could not even be fought. You required a consciousness much vaster than the mental consciousness. And if you read the Mahabharata, the way in which Sri Krishna intervenes, first of all you must see that Sri Krishna must have got a full knowledge of all the leaders of the war. He knew the strength and weakness of each one of them. He knew the interrelationships of all of them. He himself had a relationship with each one of them. He knew the art of relationship so well that although he was a king or a chieftain of a small state in Western India, he had relationship with all the leaders of Mahabharata, of the war. And he knew how to weave the relationships. This is another great ability. It is like a super chess. Not this chess on which you play, in which there are so many combinations and permutations. But Mahabharata was a super chess, in which he knew exactly when Duryodhana was going to meet his mother, And before he could do so, he is already present at the right moment. When Kunti should be sent to Karna at the right moment, why not earlier, why not later? These are only a few illustrations to show how Sri Krishna was aware with a kind of thousand eyes, not with two eyes of the human consciousness, but thousand eyes. And he knew how to interweave them, how to bring them together. In fact, Mahabharata should be studied from this point of view to understand the consciousness of Sri Krishna. How a very critical stage had been reached. And if he was not present, you can see the consequence. The limitations in which the humanity had reached, they could not have been broken. Ultimately, the balance between those and these was so narrow that ultimately only five of these survived and all the rest. Such a balance, that is called critical point. A critical point is where there is elbow room is the minimum. And yet in that minimum you work out and dig the tunnel so that Dharmarajya was established. Ultimately, Yudhishthira could establish Dharmarajya and humanity could move forward. Once again, this humanity has come to a critical point where even a greater consciousness, you might say, or the full manifestation, complete manifestation of Krishna, where Kalki is needed. That is where we are today. The manifestation has taken such a point. Imagine, for example, the criticality of this present humanity, where a war greater than Mahabharata. Mahabharata war was one in which only the nations of India combated. But in 1914 to 1918, nations of the world combated together in one great field. And even a greater, soon after that war was over, 1938 to 45, a stupendous war in which the fate of the world stood in a balance. And Hitler, who represented, like Duryodhana, the forces of Adharma, he was in a triumphant wave, and country after country he was conquering. And if the world came through, as it were, sure it must be because of Kalki. A consciousness was at work. Otherwise you cannot imagine these two world wars being passed and humanity and we ourselves surviving today in the way in which we are. A great tunnel was dug, as it were, at that time. And humanity has been taken on a forward stride. That also means that it's an avatar. You have to find out that there must have been an avatar on this earth at that time, who acted. Avatar always acts in a different way, according to the need of the hour. The way in which Rama acted, he was quite different in the way in which Sri Krishna acted. Maybe in his own time Sri Krishna was not known as an avatar at all. We now, with the hindsight, we can see that here was Sri Krishna, and without him the whole world would not have been able to move forward. And here was an avatar.